And now, to finish off this week, Hannah Critchlow has been poking her nose into a whiffy question of the week.
This week, we wonder the super senses of flies. Desiree from Johannesburg, South Africa, wrote in with this.
Apparently, a fly can smell meat from 7 kilometres away. Is this true? Thanks.
So, do flies have a super smell senses of specifically 7 kilometres? And if so, how and what experimentation has told us this?
Hi, I'm Markus Densmeyer from the Max Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Germany. Yes, it's true. A fly could smell meat over that distance, although only under very, very favourable conditions. Mark release recapture experiments performed with houseflies caught at a poultry farm show that flies could find their way back to the farm from a distance of up to 7 kilometres. To get this data, the scientist had to tag and release 160,000 flies, of which only 0.05% was recaptured. So, flies can do it, but far from all will manage this feat. 7 kilometers is not only a considerable distance to smell something. For a tiny fly, simply traveling 7 kilometers is a major effort, taking several days. Even so, flies are able to detect the smell of rotting meat over long distances. The exact distance depends on many factors, such as wind condition, size of the meat, and landscape features. For flies to smell something 7 kilometers away, it nevertheless has to be a substantial piece of meat, like a herd of dead elephants rotting away in the sun, or an entire poultry farm. How do flies manage this? Well, it involves no magic, simply a very good sense of smell. Flies, like all other insects, detect odors with their antennae, which are densely covered in hair-like structures containing olfactory sensory nerve cells. These nerve cells are extremely sensitive to volatile chemicals, odors that is, and in the case of flies that feed on dead and decaying flesh, so-called carrion flies, their olfactory cells are also optimized towards detecting cadaver odors.
So, carrion flies have specialized nerve cells on their antennae that are highly sensitive. The airborne odor chemicals given off by rotting meat activates these cells, signaling to the fly that food is around. And catch and release experiments have shown that flies can detect these odors from over 7 kilometers away. And then they can travel over many days honing in for their feast. That's determination for food. Next up, we question the effects of Earth's population. Ian from South Wales wrote in with this.
Hi, I'm curious about the amount of water on our planet. If we and all the other animals consist mostly of water, does this mean that as the human population increases, the amount of water on the planet has to decrease to compensate? Thanks.
So, does Earth have a finite amount of water? And if so, since humans are made up mostly of wet stuff, will the increasing human population numbers significantly reduce Earth's water supply? What do you think about that one? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page, you can tweet at Naked Scientists, you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow.